Hello and welcome to this podcast titled Radio Hobbyists. Amateur radio or ham is largely a hobby activity. The majority of tel hobby time is spent on making contact and having conversations with people in distant regions and from different cultures. Two-way communications, identifying their location and station, zone, region and place is the usual custom. This is always followed by other casual communications. So, in today's episode I shall be talking about making a radio-controlled boat. For some reason, many find it very attractive to travel by small boat across the waters of a local lake. It doesn't matter if you are a child or an adult. Remote-controlled boats are universally fun. In addition, there is nothing more fun than working on a big and scary project and seeing the results at the end. So consider making a remote-controlled boat out of materials you can buy at your local craft or hobby store. If you're here, you've probably thought about this perspective. It's possible even easier than you think. Because you opted for a more interesting route and decided to build a boat with a remote control instead of buying a ready-made one, you will face some challenges that you would not have encountered otherwise. All the hard work put into the boat with the remote control will eventually pay off, and you will feel that you have really achieved something when you get out of the lake for a day and successfully navigate the treacherous waters. If your boat capsizes or sinks, you may be frustrated along the way. But if you persevere, you will rejoice. If you have no experience building boats, we recommend that you use plans made by someone else. Plans for a remote-controlled boat can be found everywhere on the internet, in magazines or books. You can also use a full-size boat plan and make a scale model. As long as you are sure that the engine and the radio parts do not interfere, this is a good idea. No matter where you get your plans from, you need a very clear plan from all points of view. Even the slightest mistake or incorrect reading can cause the boat to sink or spin in a circle to float. When you build a ship, you will need some supplies. First of all, the tree is a very important part. If you use a custom plan, wood can be the working material. You can find light wood such as bulk raft at your local hobby shop. Light wood tends to break at unexpected times, so you should always buy more. The wood is glued together and started with a body-like structure, then covered with a sheet of wood. When you're done, seal the holes and cracks with putty, then apply a little sealant to make it waterproof. After that, you can paint it as you wish. The propulsion equipment of a radio-controlled boat requires more attention than a remote-controlled project, such as a car or an airplane. Even a drop of water on any electrical component will destroy your entire project and will require the purchase of new wireless equipment. Waterproofing a motorcycle is very difficult, so you should always test it without power before driving it for the first time. This is usually done by extending the engine arm through a seal that prevents water from entering. There are many parts to the process of building a radio-controlled boat, and each part requires a lot of attention. If you can invest that time, you have to have a lot of experience. Don't you want the little sailors to throw things overboard while trying to keep their heads above the water? Modern radio hobbyists. Amateur radio is called amateur radio, and the operator is called amateur radio. They do ham surgery with ham as a hobby, which is a very popular hobby. For radio amateurs, the origin of the word ham is very interesting. Ham was used to refer to a person who was not competent or talented in the field. Initially, amateur operators were known for sending corrupt Morse code. Therefore, these amateur operators were named with more names, such as ham, than professional wireless operators. However, over time, the name was given to amateur radio operators and is no longer used in its original offensive form. The hobby of radio amateurs has also served the public interest many times. In 1920, an amateur police radio was set up to broadcast information about crime and car theft and was very successful. In addition to using the radio to communicate with friends and family, it also communicates with strangers. Ham operators provided reliable, real-time information on emergencies and disasters, such as earthquakes and other natural disasters, and provided excellent services for the rapid movement and deployment of emergency actions. This is a great public service because the radio works in these emergencies. Telephone lines are disconnected, other methods of communication are not available, and mobile networks are usually blocked by traffic, even in emergencies. There is a lot of documented evidence that amateur radio enthusiasts help people in need or find and arrest criminals. So, my first radio hobby started as an amateur radio operation. It was limited to a few miles and had to pass. All of today's powerful and advanced wireless technologies are still being developed and improved. So you no longer have to rely on relays, but unlike the first days, you can connect almost half of the world. Amateur radio has been very organized since its first circle in 1909. Each has a unique identification code. The first enthusiasts relied on small equipment to communicate with wireless operators as far as possible. Most have been updated regularly. I call these ink trying to connect with as many amateurs as possible. Radio enthusiasts are always on the lookout for updates, many of them connoisseurs of wireless technology. They now have ham facilities available, but many are interested in how ham facilities and minor repairs work. It is known to be well known. In the age of mobile phones, the internet, and Bluetooth, radio has its own status and status. After all, disasters and disasters themselves must be special places where broadcasting can help. There is also a family radio service called Walkie Talkie, which operates within a radius of about 2-3 miles. Parents can attach the transmitter to their child's bag or pocket, and the same method is used to alert the parent when the child is out of range. As you can see, using the radio is more than just a hobby. It serves several useful purposes. Remote-controlled cars make a fun hobby. Anyone interested in the radio-controlled hobby almost always starts with a car. Unlike boats and planes, cars are usually not completely destroyed when they break down. Building a basic radio-controlled car is very easy. But in practice, you will find that there is a lot to learn. Armed with this knowledge, advanced technologies can be used to create machines that are more powerful, faster, and more efficient than their predecessors. You can assemble it in a few minutes, or you can spend months building the perfect car with great speed and maneuverability. The effort is entirely up to you. If this is your first radio-controlled hobby, your best bet is to buy a ready-made radio-controlled car. You can buy it from any toy store. It's slow, cumbersome, and may not meet your technical requirements, but it's a good start. Disassemble it after playing with it for a few days. See how the engine connects to the wheels and see the overall architecture of the car. Once you understand everything, you will be much luckier when you start building your own. Several parts can also be used, such as the body or radio equipment. The engine may not be as powerful as you would like it to be. Once you have a basic understanding of how radio-controlled vehicles work, you can start working on your next project. For most people, their goal is to build a wooden or plastic car model, install electrical components, paint, apply decals, and basically make it as cool as possible. Others may want to build super-fast remote-controlled cars to show to friends. Whatever you want to do, you can only achieve it when you do it step by step and learn everything you need to know about the hobby with the remote control. A variety of resources can help you become an expert in the radio-controlled hobby. You will probably spend a lot of time researching all the different information you need. You can find it on the internet, including various tutorials. You can visit our community groups and forums for more specific questions. Here, people from all over the world gather online to discuss hobbies, to support each other, and to brag about recent achievements. In general, they are very welcoming for newcomers, especially if you are very clear and polite about your question. Radio-controlled cars are not necessarily uncompetitive. If you want to compare your car with the cars of other enthusiasts, you can find various contests and exhibitions around the world. Search quickly online and find the option closest to you. You may need a weekend, but it's better to be with people who are passionate about what you do. These gatherings could include good old-fashioned contests or conventions to share tips and tricks with other radio enthusiasts. You will be amazed at the amount of information you can learn from those attending this event. Starting a new hobby can be intimidating at first, because there is so much information that they know nothing about you. But if you start simply and use all the resources at will, you will succeed. Thanks and see you in the next episode.